The mid-1800s was an active time for Catholic missionaries intent on converting native people in the West. As historian Marilee Aubrey notes, one of the first missions in Alberta was established on a large lake about 60 kilometers west of Edmonton. It became known as Lac Ste. Anne.
The name dates from about 1844 when Father Jean-Baptiste Thibault, one of the Oblates, founded one of the first Catholic missions on the western prairies here. Ste. Anne was the mother of Mary, mother of Christ. Since early Christian times, churches have been dedicated in her honor, and the feast of Ste. Anne, July 26th, was fixed throughout the church by Pope Gregory III in 1584. And this is important because it's around July 26th every year that thousands of Catholics, mostly of Aboriginal descent, make a pilgrimage to the holy and many believe healing waters of the lake. There have been some miracles attributed to that area.
However, the legendary powers of this lake in central Alberta predate the arrival of the missionaries. This is evident from the way other people have referred to the lake through the ages.
David Thompson, the map maker who came through the area at the turn of the 19th century, recorded the name Manitou Lake. Carnegie, the Earl of South Esk, noted in his diary on August 19th of 1860, Indians call it Great Spirit Lake. It's also known by the name of God's Lake. Other names that have been recorded for it include Spirit, Devils, and Divine Lake, and I guess it depends whose side you're on.
A post office was opened on Lac Ste. Anne in 1903, and by 1917, another one opened on the southeast shore. That's where the Canadian Northern Railway placed a train station at Alberta Beach. On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.